The Revelation of Jesus Christ.
Then I saw another angel coming down from heaven. This angel had great power. The angel's glory made the earth bright. The angel shouted in a powerful voice,
"The great city of Babylon is destroyed. She has become a home for demons. She's become a city for every evil spirit, a city for every unclean and hated bird. All the peoples of the earth have drunk the strong wine of her sexual sin. The kings of the earth have sinned sexually with her, and the businessmen of the world have grown rich from the great wealth of her luxury."
Then I heard another voice from heaven say,
"Come out of that city, my people, so that you will not share in her sins. Then you will not receive the terrible things that will happen to her. The city's sins are piled up as high as the sky. God has not forgotten the wrong she has done. Give that city the same as she gave to others. Pay her back twice as much as she did. Prepare a wine for her that is twice as strong as the wine she prepared for others. She gave herself much glory and rich living. Give her that much suffering and sadness. She says to herself, 'I am a queen sitting on my throne. I am not a widow. I will never be sad.' So these terrible things will come to her in one day: death, crying, and great hunger. She will be destroyed by fire, because the Lord God who judges her is powerful. The kings of the earth who sinned sexually with her and shared her wealth will see the smoke from her burning. Then they will cry and weep because of her death. They will be afraid of her suffering and stand far away. They will say,
'Terrible, how terrible, great city, powerful city of Babylon. Your punishment has come in 1 hour.'
And the businessmen of the earth will cry and weep for her. They will be sad, because now there is no one to buy the things they sell. They sell gold, silver, jewels, pearls, fine linen cloth, purple cloth, silk, and red cloth. They sell all kinds of citron wood and all kinds of things made from ivory, expensive wood, bronze, iron, and marble. They also sell cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, and olive oil. Fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, and carriages. They sell the bodies and souls of men. They will say,
'Babylon, the good things you wanted are gone from you. All your rich and fancy things have disappeared. You will never have them again.'
The businessmen will be afraid of her suffering and stand far away from her. These are the men who became rich from selling those things to her. The men will cry and be sad,
'Terrible, how terrible for the great city. She was dressed in fine linen, purple and red cloth. She was shining with gold, jewels, and pearls. All these riches have been destroyed in 1 hour.
Every sea captain, all those who travel on ships, the sailors, and all the people who earn money from the sea stood far away from Babylon. They saw the smoke from her burning. They said loudly,
'There was never a city like this great city.'
They threw dust on their heads and cried to show how sad they were,
'Terrible, how terrible for the great city. All the people who had ships on the sea became rich because of her wealth, but she has been destroyed in 1 hour. Be happy because of this, heaven. Be happy, God's holy people and apostles and prophets. God has punished her because of what she did to you.'"
Then a powerful angel picked up a stone, like a large stone for grinding grain. The angel threw the stone into the sea and said,
"That is how the great city of Babylon will be thrown down. The city will never be found again. The music of people playing harps and other instruments, flutes and trumpets, will never be heard in you again. No workman doing any job will ever be found in you again. The sound of grinding grain will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voices of a bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your businessmen were the world's great men. All the nations were tricked by your magic. She is guilty of the death of the prophets and God's holy people, and of all who have been killed on earth.
After this, I heard what sounded like a great many people in heaven.
Hallelujah! Salvation, glory, and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and right. Our God has punished the prostitute. She is the one who made the earth evil with her sexual sin. God has punished the prostitute to pay her for the death of his servants. Hallelujah! She is burning, and her smoke will rise forever and ever.
Then the 24 elders and the four living things bowed down. They worshipped God, who sits on the throne.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Then a voice came from the throne.
Praise our God, all you who serve him. Praise our God, all you who honor him, both small and great.
Then I heard what sounded like a great many people. It sounded like the noise of flooding water and like loud thunder.
Hallelujah! Our Lord God rules. He is the all-powerful. Let us rejoice and be happy and give God glory. Give God glory because the wedding of the Lamb has come and the Lamb's bride has made herself ready. Fine linen was given to the bride for her to wear. The linen was bright and clean.
The fine linen means the good things done by God's holy people. Then the angel said to me,
write this. Those who are invited to the wedding meal of the Lamb are happy. These are the true words of God.
Then I bowed down at the angel's feet to worship him.
Do not worship me. I am a servant like you and your brothers who have the truth of Jesus. Worship God, because the truth about Jesus is the spirit that gives all prophecy.
Then I saw heaven open. There before me was a white horse. The rider on the horse is called Faithful and True. He is right when he judges and makes war. His eyes are like burning fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him, but he is the only one who knows the name. No other person knows the name. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. His name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him on white horses. They were dressed in fine linen, white and clean. A sharp sword comes out of the rider's mouth. He will use this sword to defeat the nations. He will rule them with a scepter of iron. He will crush out the wine in the winepress of the terrible anger of God all-powerful. On his robe and on his leg was written this name: King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun. The angel called with a loud voice to all the birds flying in the sky.
Come together for the great feast of God. Come together so that you can eat the bodies of kings and generals and famous men. Come to eat the bodies of the horses and their riders and the bodies of all people, free, slave, small and great.
Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth. Their armies were gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet. This false prophet was the one who did the miracles for the beast. The false prophet had used these miracles to trick those who had the mark of the beast and worshipped his idol. The false prophet and the beast were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. Their armies were killed with the sword that came out of the mouth of the rider on the horse. All the birds ate the bodies until they were full. I saw an angel coming down from heaven. He had the key to the bottomless pit. He also held a large chain in his hand. The angel grabbed the dragon, that old snake who is the devil. The angel tied him up for 1,000 years. Then he threw him into the bottomless pit and closed it and locked it over him. The angel did this so that he could not trick the people of the earth anymore until the 1,000 years were ended. After 1,000 years, he must be set free for a short time. Then, I saw some thrones and people sitting on them. They had been given the power to judge, and I saw the souls of those who had been killed because they were faithful to the truth of Jesus and the message from God. They had not worshipped the beast or his idol. They had not received the mark of the beast on their foreheads or on their hands. They came back to life and ruled with Christ for 1,000 years. The others that were dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first raising of the dead. Blessed and holy are those who share in this first raising of the dead. The second death has no power over them. They will be priests for God and for Christ. They will rule with him for 1,000 years. When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be set free from his prison. He will go out to trick the nations in all the earth, Gog and Magog. Satan will gather them for battle. There will be so many people that they will be like sand on the seashore. And Satan's army marched across the earth and gathered around the camp of God's people and the city that God loves. But fire came down from heaven and burned them up. And Satan, who tricked them, was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur with the beast and the false prophet. There, they will be punished day and night forever and ever. Then, I saw a great white throne and the one who was sitting on it. Earth and sky ran away from him and disappeared. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne. And the book of life was opened. There were also other books opened. The dead were judged by what they had done, which was written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. Each person was judged by what he had done. And death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the second death. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had disappeared. Now there was no sea, and I saw the holy city coming down out of heaven from God. This holy city is the new Jerusalem. It was prepared like a bride dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne.
Now God's home is with men. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them and will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, sadness, crying, or pain. All the old ways are gone.
The one who was sitting on the throne said,
Look, I am making everything new. Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted. It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give free water from the spring of the water of life to anyone who is thirsty. Anyone who wins a victory will receive this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But those who are cowards, who refuse to believe, who do evil things, who kill, who sin sexually, who do evil magic, who worship idols, and who tell lies, all these will have a place in the lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
One of the seven angels came to me. This was one of the angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last troubles.
Come with me. I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
The angel carried me away by the Spirit to a very large and high mountain. He showed me the holy city, Jerusalem. It was coming down out of heaven from God. It was shining with the glory of God. It was shining bright, like a very expensive jewel, like a jasper. It was clear as crystal. The city had a great high wall with 12 gates. There were 12 angels at the gates. On each gate was written the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The walls of the city were built on 12 foundation stones. On the stones were written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod made of gold. He had this rod to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city was built in a square. The length was equal to its width. The angel measured the city with the rod. The city was 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles high. The angel also measured the wall. It was 216 feet high by man's measurement. That was the measurement the angel was using. The wall was made of jasper. The city was made of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundation stones of the city walls had every kind of jewel in them. The first cornerstone was jasper, the second was sapphire, the third was chalcedony, the fourth was emerald, the fifth was onyx, the sixth was carnelian, the seventh was chrysolite, the eighth was beryl, the ninth was topaz, the tenth was chrysoprase, the 11th was jacinth, and the 12th was amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each gate was made from a single pearl. The street of the city was made of pure gold. The gold was clear as glass. I did not see a temple in the city. The Lord God, all-powerful, and the Lamb are the city's temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it. The glory of God is its light, and the Lamb is the city's lamp. By its light, the people of the world will walk. The kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. The city's gates will never be shut on any day, because there is no night there. The greatness and the honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing unclean will ever enter the city. No one who does shameful things or tells lies will ever go into it. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter the city. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. The river was shining like crystal. It flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the street of the city. The tree of life was on each side of the river. It produces fruit 12 times a year, once each month. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of all people. Nothing that God judges guilty will be in that city. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and God's servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. There will never be night again. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun. The Lord God will give them light, and they will rule like kings forever and ever. The angel said to me,
"These words are true and can be trusted. The Lord is the God of the spirits of the prophets. He sent his angel to show his servants the things that must happen soon."
Listen, I am coming soon. He who obeys the words of prophecy in this book will be happy.
I am John. I am the one who heard and saw these things. When I heard and saw them, I bowed down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed these things to me. But the angel said to me,
"Do not worship me. I am a servant like you and your brothers, the prophets. I am a servant like all those who obey the words in this book. Worship God. Do not keep secret the words of prophecy in this book. The time is near for all this to happen. Whoever is doing evil, let him continue to do evil. Whoever is unclean, let him continue to be unclean. Whoever is doing right, let him continue to do right. Whoever is holy, let him continue to be holy."
Listen, I am coming soon. I will bring rewards with me. I will repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Those who wash their robes will be blessed. They will have the right to eat the fruit from the tree of life. They may go through the gates into the city. Outside the city are the evil people, those who do evil magic, who sin sexually, who murder, who worship idols, and who love lies and tell lies. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to tell you these things for the churches. I am the descendant from the family of David. I am the bright morning star.
The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." Everyone who hears this should also say, "Come." If anyone is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes it may have the water of life as a free gift. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds anything to these words, God will give him the troubles written about in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of prophecy, God will take away his share of the tree of life and of the holy city, which are written about in this book. Jesus is the one who says that these things are true.
Yes, I am coming soon.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen.